Welcome back to another episode of the Boss Lady Bloggers podcast. Today we're going to talk about something that might not be on the forefront of your mind when creating a blog: color palettes. You might think that picking out colors is simply a matter of preference, but there's actually a lot more to it than that. Colors are a powerful tool for conveying your brand message, creating an emotional connection with your audience, and establishing your visual identity. Your color palette can make a huge impact on how your readers perceive you and your content. The first thing to consider is consistency. Your color palette should be consistent across all of your branding materials. From your logo to your website design to your social media profiles, having a unified color scheme will help you understand how to stand out from the crowd and make a lasting impression. But choosing the right colors isn't just about aesthetics. It's also about evoking specific emotions and creating a mood that resonates with your audience. Different colors can have different meanings and associations. For example, blue is often associated with trust and security, while green is associated with like nature and growth. By selecting the right colors for your brand, you can create a vibe that connects with your readers on a deeper level. It's so important as a blogger to study up on color psychology and what the different colors mean. So why is having a beautiful color palette so important for your blog? For starters, it helps you stand out from the competition. With so many blogs out there, having a unique and memorable color scheme can help you catch the eye of your audience and make a lasting impression. Bless you, baby. Bless you, baby. Sorry, my son is sneezing. But more than that, having a cohesive and thoughtful color palette can help you create a mood and a vibe that speaks to your readers on a subconscious level. Whether you're aiming for a playful, energetic vibe or a more serious and professional feel, your color palette can help you communicate that message. So don't overlook the power of color when it comes to building a successful blog. Take the time to choose a beautiful and consistent color palette that reflects your brand, your values, and your audience, and use it to create a visual identity that sets you apart and connects with your readers on a deeper level. And remember, as a blogger, you're not just creating content. You're building a brand around your blog and business. And color is such a crucial component of that brand. So take the time to choose your colors wisely and watch as they help you create a blog that truly stands out. So I remember reading an article about color palettes, and they said that whenever somebody lands on your website, their first impression of your blog is based on colors alone, and they will decide if they like you or not based on that first impression. So, you know, having a color palette is just so crucially important. I'm putting my baby down. Hold on. So with that being said, here are some tips on how to choose a color palette for your blog. You want to start with your brand values and your niche. So your color palette should reflect on your brand's values and the niche that you're in. So for example, if you're a health and wellness blogger, you might choose natural and calming colors like green, blue, and earth tones. But if you're a fashion blogger, you might choose more bold and trendy colors like red, black, and white. Or, you know, for me, I talk to lady bloggers. So my website design is very feminine because, you know, I'm speaking to ladies, so I need to create a color palette that speaks to ladies, which is why I use pink and my fonts are like very feminine fonts. And then you want to consider your audience. So your color palette should also resonate with your target audience. Think about what colors your audience might respond to based on their age, gender, and interests. So look for inspiration. There are many resources online that can help you find color palettes, such as Pinterest, color palette generators, and design blogs. Look for colors that you like and that align with your brand values and your niche. So what I like to do is I like to go on Pinterest and just search up color palettes, and there's just so many color palettes with hex codes on Pinterest that you can use. So number four is choose a dominant color. Choose one or two dominant colors that will be your primary colors in your color palette. These colors should be used consistently across all of your branding materials, and add accent colors. Accent colors can be used to add variety and interest to your color palette. They should complement your dominant colors and be used sparingly. And consider color psychology, which is so important. As mentioned earlier, certain colors can evoke specific emotions. Consider the emotional impact of the colors you choose and how they might influence your audience's perception of your blog. So like I said earlier, based on color psychology, whenever somebody pops onto your website, their first impression of you is based on colors alone. So if they like the colors on your blog, they are going to stick around. If they like the design of your blog, they're going to stick around even longer. And then they're going to look at your content. And if your content is fire, then they're going to become a loyal blog reader. So number seven is test and adjust. So once you've chosen a color palette, you want to test it on your blog and see how it looks. You may need to make adjustments as you go, and depending on how it looks in practice. And you also want to test it with your audience. So, you know, once you launch your blog, you want to see if people are really resonating with your brand colors and if they like your brand colors, and you want to test it out on social media as well. So if you hear very good feedback, that's one way to, you know that your color palette is actually working. It's working out for you. Sometimes it just takes time to create a brand that you love. For example, I've had about like 10 Boss Lady Blogger brands and websites, and it's like been ever evolving. And I finally believe that now my new brand website design and color palette, I truly believe that this is the website. This is the website finally that I love and I know that my target audience is resonating with. You can check out my new website in the show notes below, or just go to bossladybloggers.com. But you know, that took time. That took years for me to create a brand that I really truly loved and that my audience really resonated with and loved as well. So to wrap up this episode, we have discussed the importance of having a beautiful color palette for your blog. We have explained how your color palette can help you establish your visual identity, communicate your brand message, and create an emotional connection with your audience. We also shared some tips on how to choose the right color palette for your blog, such as defining your brand values, researching color meanings, and using color tools to help find complementary colors. And remember that your color palette is not just about aesthetics. It's also about the influence on how your readers feel about your blog and impact their decision to come back or not. So take the time to choose a beautiful and consistent color palette that reflects your brand, your values, and your audience. Thank you for tuning into this episode. I hope that you found it useful. If you have any questions or suggestions for future topics, please don't hesitate to join my community below. I'm also going to be doing a lot of live free workshops in my free community. So please join it below. There's so much free value that you can get in my community. So until next time, happy blogging. And yeah, goodbye, ladies.